Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with Elisa Kaler. How are you, Elisa?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
God, fabulous. I know this is going to be a great show because it's our last show, both on Transformational Tuesday and Unscripted with you until January 11th. You and I are taking a little break and spending some time with family, which is really important. So I'll have to make a notice of that a little bit later on, but I like the serendipitous way this all just kind of fell into place. So do you have a little lesson for us before we...
I do. Well, we just came through a Gemini full moon, which was, for me, a very intense moon in a positive direction. But it's been very emotional for many people. And there's emotions coming up and... You know, even like irritations, reactions of sadness, and I've noticed that with my clients. And, you know, I'm on a different dimension frequency of just excitement and all this, you know, transformation happening and stepping into the birthing process of the new earth, which is, you know, 2022. And so I've noticed with clients, people are coming and processing through releasing all the stuff that is their shadow work, like all their sides that have to cleanse and go for this new birthing process to happen. And it's been really intense for me. And even when people are doing things that are not for their highest good or making choices not for their highest good, the light is shining so bright on the truth of even their own knowing their own purpose, their own, you know, emotional, it's almost like the truth of their emotions. Instead of living in this past of this ego and settling for things, they're actually standing up more in the truth and the knowing of the self and standing very strong in that space, wanting to understand why they feel this way and what to do with all this new energy. They don't understand, like, why am I, you know, angry or depressed or feeling all this and not wanting these people around me anymore. So there's like this big disconnect going on and transformation going on to bring in this new birthing process of so much good and higher frequency, but it's just a transitional time for them. And, you know, doing my work with them and seeing things from the energy view and perspective, it's guiding people to open it to the surrender and allow the newness to just kind of come in and flow and not be so worried about what it's all about, not worrying about the how, the what, the when, the where, the why, just allowing them to be present and working through the emotion. So it's been a very powerful couple days and very intense, you know, sessions, and the messages have been beyond measure. I don't even know how to put it into words. Just, you know, things are just showing up in a line and synchronicity, and, you know, people coming from different locations and just showing up in front of me and the journeys that they're taking and where they're going. And it's so different than what they've always been doing. So it's kind of neat. You know,
it is neat.
It's nice to watch. Yes. So that's where we're headed and we're right in it. I mean, it's almost, December's almost over and the new birthing process is happening. So, you know, the new baby is arriving and it's this, what is dealing with kids, like even their choices. And I actually had an opportunity to work with some children who made poor choices. And I was talking to them and they're young, they're under the age of 12 and they made some bad choices. And I sat with them and I said, so reflect on your choices, because even as an adult, we all have choices. And when we make ones that are not for our highest good, consequences come with those. When we make choices that are for the highest good, then we receive abundance and positivity. So I was explaining to the children that when we make a poor choice or we make a choice that's for our highest good, situation of being shamed, to go out into the community or do something to counteract that energy of negativity to a positive. And for all the negativity that you have just chose to do, replace it with positive to go out there and do for the community, and it will wash out that karmic energetic exchange. And so it's just, that's the way I believe that we're all going into on the new earth, is making positive choices. And even if we go the wrong way, to shift it to a position of receiving the goodness instead of the negativity and being aware of it all. So it's just a whole different way of looking at things. And we started,
it's all about
children.
Perspective, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it's about standing in your moral compass. And when people stand in the moral compass, the flow happens. When you stand in the ego, which is no longer, I mean, it's really not going to be able to continue that way, then those choices are going to be down and not really able to go anywhere because it's not a positive choice. So we're stepping into the new earth of positivity and gifting the people in a humanitarian way to help one another and not just be takers, we're givers, and being able to really utilize every purpose and gift that we have in our moral compass. So it's really, I just am so excited for what's to come. And I'm seeing more and more people stepping up, wanting to help and give and not get attached to things and, you know, the outcomes of, you know, circumstances and just be present and just going with the flow and celebrating together. It's really kind of neat. So that's what I'm noticing.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that because it's really important, I think, for our listeners to hear what your perspective is prior to working with them, because then they see that this is something we're all doing together.
Yes, it's definitely together. And, you know, I keep hearing over and over again with people showing up, what a blessing. How amazing. What a blessing. And, you know, even a client that I hadn't seen in 2 years because of COVID, and she was living in fear, and she stepped into, you know, coming back, and she's like, oh, I don't even know why I waited so long. Because life is about celebrating, and we're all here to live in this moment, celebrating with one another and in gratefulness of all that we have together. And it's the memories we make. It's not so much the things, it's the memories. And that's what we're all, I see people awakening to reflection of all these years they worked so hard, made a ton of money. And at the end of this journey, well, because of their human age, they look back and reflect and say, what do I really have? I have everything, but I have nothing. Like, and they're like, I just need a new life, a new purpose to step in doing what I love to do, being in nature, being on my boat, being traveling, going places, you know, having new experiences. And many are stepping into that frequency.
I cannot tell you what I bought my boys for Christmas the year that they were 9 and 12. But I can tell you about the year, that same year, a trip we took from South Carolina to Jacksonville to visit my sister. I can tell you almost for the whole week, almost every day what we did because the memories are so strong. And I'll bet you if you asked my kids who are in their 40s now, they would tell you the same thing. I don't know what I got for Christmas or my birthday or Easter or whatever the holiday was, but I can tell you what we did when we went to visit my cousins.
Yes, the memories.
Yes.
And it's those moments, you know, that we've been separated from, because really we've kind of all been separated and to reflect. And so it's putting into perspective what really is important. And this whole year has been a huge growth year, but it's also been a huge release of, you know, this toxic and reflection of what we've always allowed in our energy field instead of just being in our truth. And the more you stand in your truth, the higher you're catapulted on a different dimensional level. And teaching this to people, and they're finally seeing the fruits of the choices for positive, you know, measures instead of the negativity that they allow to continue just to have certain people in their energy field. And it's like, well, that was my, you know, family member, or that was my best friend for 30 years. And people are feeling like instead of a loss, they're gaining so much more because it's a depth. It's not just the surface of a relationship. And things will be stronger ahead. Like even our choices, everything we do will be stronger. It'll be done with, you know, loyalty and compassion. And the soul compass is going to come forward for so many. The child energy, people are actually stepping into the child energy more and more. And I've seen that even with grown adults who are, you know, in retirement, they want to play more. The ones that are working in their middle age, they want to play more. They want to go and have fun and be that child. And that's actually awakening in so many people. So it's a beautiful, you know, journey when you watch things unfold. And when you're in it, I've been having my human come up a little bit. And when I say that, it's dealing with things that, you know, we go into the mind of the doubt and the worry and the thinking, like, when is this ever going to stop? Or, you know, and I'm sure many people are going through that. But then I step back and I just feel like so much good is just coming in. It's like an infusion of so much light, and the dark forces are dissipating. Like I just see them going away. You know, it's like a flow. It's like ebb and flow. That's what I'm seeing right now. And I feel this is one last push, and then we're stepping into heaven on earth. So I hope I'm right about that. But I think you are. I'm not really good with the timing. It's just I've been seeing heaven on earth since last March, but I'm about a year out. So I'm hoping by like March of this year, maybe May, March, April, May, around there, we're going to start to see this elevation, you know, globally of us all coming together and just celebrating, you know, the simple things, the treasures in life. So it's going to be a great place.
I think so. Are you ready to take our, well, she was our second caller, but our first caller dropped off.
Okay.
I believe, and I could be wrong, is this Stacy from New York?
Yeah, but I was just listening only to your show.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was just listening to your show only, but how are you today?
We're good. We're good. I wish this would tell me when somebody only wants to listen in. Do you not want a little mini reading from Alisa today?
You know what? Since I'm on, sure, I'll take the mini reading. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Stacy.
All right, Stacy.
Thank you.
I just see you really busy. I see you really busy getting everything prepared for the holiday and feeling like it's more of a, it's not so much of a overtaking as it's been in the past years. It's kind of like a more calm energy that's coming around you.
Yeah.
So it's relaxing this year. It's almost like, you know what? I just want, you actually want to make life simple and not have so much, mm-hmm. you know, commotion around it. You don't want to be in the crowds and go into all that crazy. You just want to do it simple and more heartfelt this year. That's what I'm picking up on you.
Yes, and ma'am. Yes.
It'll be relaxing. You know, it'll be relaxing and a joyous. It's going to be the way Christmas or the holidays were always meant to be, with just being in this calm and peace and not so commercialized. And it's just going to feel really good, actually. It's bringing back older memories of when you were younger. And it's going to
yes.
feel really nice. I'm picking up with you. So enjoy yourself. And you're kind of somebody who just goes with the flow anyway. You're just like, you know what? Why make a commotion about things? Just let things play out the way they need to play out and just go about your life mm. and do what's important to you. And you kind of stay out of all that chaos.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm seeing around you, and it's good, you know? It's a teaching for many to stay out of the chaos. We were so go, go, go all the time, and sometimes I don't even feel like I want to do anything, and that's not like you. Like, it's even affecting me
yeah.
to be more calm and peace and make your home and just be in that, you know, relaxation mode. It's kind of like your healing place. And I see that your space at home is your healing place. So it's
yes.
good. Yes. Do you have any questions?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be going to visit Atlanta. And I'm trying to see when would be the best time to go. I did go for Thanksgiving. It was so cold that I stayed inside the hotel majority of the time. But I'm thinking about going back in April or maybe, I mean, March or April, because I'm interested in hopefully in the near future of purchasing a townhouse. But I wanted to go mm-hmm. down there to see if I can try to locate the area. I mean, well, try to locate a broker. I can even do it online, but I like to do things in person.
I actually see you going the end of March. I don't know if you're
thinking
because of the spring break, but I'm thinking the end of March, maybe into
okay.
April. But I feel like the second week in March and the third and fourth week, like the end, the last 2 weeks of March, I kind of see you going there. And it's not so much that it's cold. It's just that it's going to feel like you're going to want to be in the spring. You're going to want to be in that rebirth and the smell of, like, the freshness of the crisp. It's kind of like fall, but, you know, it's the spring. So it's going to feel good for you. It won't be bitter
yes.
cold. It'll just be more like in the 50s or something, but you're going to like it.
Oh,
it's going to feel good.
Because it was ooh, great. It was so cold out there this Thanksgiving. We were in the 30 degrees, and it was just too cold to do anything, basically, except eat, you know, watch TV and hang out in the computer and go in the pool. So it wasn't too much going on, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I just see you going the end of March, and you'll have a nice time, and it'll feel good to you. You know, it's like your heart's leading
cool.
the way. You're allowing that to happen. You're not really living in how you used to live and do things. You're kind of letting your heart guide you this time. And this is where you've been wanting to go or meaning to go, and I feel like you're going to make that shift.
Oh,
I feel like you're
going to
move in the summer, actually. Yeah, the summertime you're probably going to go, like do a move.
I'm actually doing two moves. Okay, yeah. I'm doing two
okay.
moves. yeah, the two.
Okay.
The first move that I do, yeah, the second move is definitely to Georgia, but that's like once I have the townhouse, I probably won't move in right away, but I have it. But until then, I'm going to be out in New Jersey temporarily until I finish school.
Okay. I just see you doing a move, but I see it in the summertime, so I don't know what that means, but
that's good to me. Yeah,
you're just going on a journey. It's a fun one. And you'll have, it'll just flow. I feel everything's flowing for you in a good way.
Thank you.
All right. Stay focused.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stacey.
That's what I'm doing. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Elisa, that was our last caller. The first one we had dropped off, and just as we were winding up your little talk earlier, so I guess we get to start our little vacation just about 10 minutes early.
Thank you. Well, you have a beautiful holiday.
Oh, you too. I'm going to continue nursing my sore feet and get them better, and I'm going to come see you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm feeling the need for some Elisa love.
Thank you.
So everybody who's listening, we'll be back January 11th. And until then, just stay positive. Bye, everybody, and happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit theunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's theunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.